now would be a good, okay, for those of you that may not know, this is a Saturday for us. When you hear this, the designated day, which, you know, maybe tomorrow, maybe 2 days, I don't know, but you get it. Thank you for being here.
What I'm gonna appreciate you so much.
Yeah. So it'll be pretty soon. But what I'm gonna say is this: hopefully you saw the Joker this weekend. We saw Joker, like we saw it last night.
Yes.
So we were
a matter of hours ago.
But yeah, man, getting a chance to go and see it, you know, through all the movies, I feel like we just living in a time where you got a loud minority or, you know, maybe it's, I don't know, man. People going, a lot of the loudest people in the room are able to shout and get their voices or they how they feel about something heard. And it's usually makes just for a better headline when it's not so positive.
Right.
So I think a lot of people choose to leave with that. Business is business, marketing is marketing. Do what you got to do. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I watch for the hook. But that being said, hell yeah, you know, Joker left me incentivized with, I think this is y'all marketing plan is the Rage marketing. I'm sorry, but I just think after seeing the movie, why wouldn't Rage marketing be your
work? But right? I don't even think that was their intention. I just think they just rolled with it.
Think so?
Yeah, I think they just did what they did. They put the trail out there once it took on the life that it took on, because nobody came out and said yes or no to it. They were just like, well, that's up to you.
Because any talk of it came, all the big talk happened right in between the big conventions.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So no one really got out the voice and explained, like, the real deal.
To clarify,
you know what I'm saying? Right.
Movie.
But they didn't show
was,
up.
Yeah, because they had nothing to say. The whole purpose of the movie was to let you interpret it and for us to have these conversations.
Right.
Everybody to have these conversations. Like, you know, open it up through your perspective, just like how they showed you from this one frame of a perspective of this character. So,
because to be honest, maybe it was just the movie theater went packed.
No, but at that time we went maybe, and I didn't check the seats for the other times.
It was
just
two motions. It was a 10 then an 11. So
well,
we had the
those
9.
Were the and those were the GTX. Those were the straight up.
Well, the 11 was but when the 11? Hold on.
It was a 10 o'clock. I know that was a GTX. But I didn't know if there was an 11 or not.
10:30. It was something. It was another.
It might have been a 10:30, maybe.
But yeah, it was like when we saw it, it was just like it moved. They weren't really packed. There was actually someone who reserved the seat on my right.
Yeah, and they didn't come. Right. And I thought it was going to be Silver, possibly. I was like, okay, well, maybe she was going to come out with us. But
she did say she was going.
But I mean, she probably would have made plans with the other crew to go see it with the other movie seeing crew. So that's possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, so but I mean, but
I thought it was somebody who would have.
Yeah, I ain't know, but it was definitely a pleasure for all us to go and check it out, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That shit was great.
That was yeah, man. So
and I think a lot of people are really just waiting to see what everybody else is saying about it,
and that's been like the consensus I've gotten online. Everybody been like, I'm just waiting for y'all to kind of hype it up and tell me to go.
But that just really goes to show you in a lot of ways. Who knows about the Joker and who doesn't know about the Joker?
Right.
Because when you first heard about the movie coming out, you were like, okay, so we're getting a Joker movie. And then when you were like, yeah, but it has no comic book references. They're not pulling anything from the comic books at all. Well, I don't really think I want to see this then, dog. I don't know about that.
Right.
But Joaquin Phoenix is playing. You talking about the Joker from Gladiator, bro? I don't want to see him either, dog. Like,
he's
a great actor. What are you talking about?
I think it just got to do with the fact that most of the other movies, people got kids. And I'm going to take my kids to see that, and I might like
it. Right, you're thinking it's a superhero comic book movie.
But that movie wasn't.
But it is, but it isn't.
But that's a rated R movie, and you ain't going to.
And you're not taking your child to see a rated R movie.
But it's not like, it's. The Joker has been an iconic character, more so than Deadpool is.
But as a responsible adult.
As far as the idea of Deadpool
he's
movie
iconic,
got more people excited.
He's an iconic villain.
Yeah.
No.
Deadpool is iconic anti-hero that plays both sides.
But what I'm saying is with that, as iconic as the Joker is, like being like just this big iconic character, right?
Yeah.
The idea from that with like Deadpool got way more excitement and hype because there was a hype train behind it, because it was just viral in Tumblr and
well, he was 4chan a viral character anyway. That was just, it was, that's the way that's of Deadpool.
Right. Deadpool being Deadpool existed everywhere. You know who Joker was, but it was like, So I can see how it wasn't met with that same excitement. Yeah, because
it's not the Joker you expecting.
Right. So. It's not the Joker you're expecting to see.
Or the Joker you're used to. So
yeah.
Okay.
That's all it was. It's like, okay, a comic book fan is like, okay, so this is an interpretation of what the Joker is. Okay, well, I can take that. What are you going to do with that? Right. You got to come see the movie and find out.
Right, you got to come and check it out, bro.
Right, we'll let you know when you sit down in the seat.
Hold on, man. Goddamn, drink my fucking... Delicious. Delicious. It is delicious. So, recently we have been embedded in a sea of news and reviews about Warner Brothers' latest feature, Joker, which just opened on October 4th nationwide.
Yes.
Last night we were able to, you know, take a trip out in the time, go and, you know, go and see it and really get first reactions before, you know what I'm saying, before Rotten Tomatoes or any other median kind of, you know.
Yes. Really tried to jump in the way.
Right.
Yes.
So we take that opportunity, like, you know, let's go and see the movie. Let's go and check it out. So
this is the official spoiler warning. It's about to go down.
Yeah. This is the Ninja Please podcast. Joker review and breakdown, deep dive. Yeah. All right. So to start, man, I know last week we discussed, like, you know, some of the, I guess some of the
media was trying to,
right, the quote unquote controversy into it, in which, you know, my stance was always it was just, you know, what I like to call the rage marketing. When, you know, in fact, you know, we're going to get out here, we're going to give you a lot of salacious headlines, we're going to trigger you, we're going to get you to react in a way that's going to make you be like, I got to see this movie.
Yeah.
Y'all marketing this movie like this is the most gruesome shit ever. Like, this is mentally is most triggering movie.
Right. And people going to jump out there and shoot up everybody after seeing this.
Right.
And that's the narrative that is being led. Now,
worse than Mortal Kombat 1.
Now, me personally, that... I don't know. With me, it's one of those things that I really don't appreciate when it just comes to, you know, someone doing that to the movie outside of the context, because, you know, after we seeing it, like, I didn't know what. So, Black, I start with you. Going into the movie, like, I expressed to you that I expected to be a comedy. I expected to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? To no dismay in my part. You know what I'm saying? Right, like, I got that.
Right.
Like, you and yourself, like, going into the movie, what did you, like, what was something that you just expected that they delivered on?
Well, I expected answers to the character himself, like his backstory. Like, I want to know, was that going to be his name officially? Like, I know it's not tied exactly to the character that I'm linking it to, but give me a solid backstory that can stick, you know what I'm saying? And I felt that I got that, but in a sense, I didn't get that because it still raised more questions by the time it got to the end of the movie.
Right.
So, I got to see the case study that I wanted to see on the behavioral patterns of a person with that affliction.
Now, I did see an interview where Todd Phillips was talking about the reason why they were like, look, man, we've seen him dumped in the acid, but it was like, we want to go with something more realistic. There are people that have these conditions.
Right.
So he decided, you know what, let's take that spin on it and just give him this condition, which I honestly thought it was one of the things that, oh, yeah, that's okay. Yeah, I'm fucking with that. Like, that's cool. That was a cool
plot. That grounded it in reality.
It really did. It gave it a sense of, I would never
relatability.
You know what I'm saying? Right. It's like, okay, let's see where he's going with this. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the things that
absolutely
stood out from the jump for me when it came to, like, just, like, looking at the Joker, like, okay. Yeah. Like, yeah, man. So, I don't know. The next thing that got me was the biggest thing that got me in the whole movie was his quote unquote love interest. To touch on that for a second, you know, Zazzy Beetz, you know, shout out, man. You know, lovely, beautiful queen Zazzy Beetz, man. Right. I'm saying this Joker motherfucker having a fantasy, which I'm thinking, bro, you got to be dreaming. Is you pulling it off? And then for a second, I can't even lie, I'm really thinking, damn, bro, is this the reality? And you know what I'm saying? So it was like, yo, what the fuck? Fuck. I'm watching this shit like, you know what I'm saying? Even
before that, you just got to address the fact that
his comedy
they
routine.
The fact that they established that that was all in his fucking mind before the relationship part. Like, you didn't know what was in his mind and what wasn't in his mind. There were subtle hints that you really didn't pick up on. Like I said yesterday, you didn't pick up on until like almost the last third of the movie. You started to really hone in on like, okay, this is in his head. Right. Now I can tell. I know this is in his head now. Like, that big reveal was like one of the major reveals of the movie because
that got me.
It really clicked in your mind at that point. It's like, oh shit,
this motherfucker, right?
This motherfucker's really lost it, which is gonna raise a question that I had. At what point do you feel like he had his break in the movie, and at what point do you feel like there was no turning back for him?
Okay, well, I feel like he had his break when dude didn't listen to him about getting with the sign, the whole sign incident.
Right.
I felt like that was the whole turning point right there. And then,
that was the no going back or his breaking point?
That was his breaking point.
Okay.
And the no going back was when the whole subway incident.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? When them guys was finna make him relive that whole sign incident.
Right, yeah.
But he had the means to put an end to that shit.
Right, right.
To answer what do you that, say? What I would say with that was, I'm almost agree with you, but I gotta disagree. Not to disagree with your point, but to me, it was when you happy and you know it, stomp your feet. And the
motherfucker. That was his breaking point?
Bruh.
Okay.
When the gun came out.
Yeah.
And it was just.
I mean,
like,
that was the same part, though.
Not necessarily.
When he got fired.
That wasn't about the sign?
No, that was about the gun.
That was about the gun.
He got
that
fired.
That was over the phone.
He just that got was reprimanded the about the sign.
Because that was in person. Yeah. The one on
I
the
meant
phone.
To say about the damn. About that
when he dropped the gun.
No, I'm talking about when he got fired.
Man, yeah. when he dropped the gun and the dude was just like, nah, bro, like, you fired, bro. I'm done with your ass.
Yeah.
You know, to me, it was like having to go back and clean out his locker. Like, all, the way all that played out, that was like, when you got to the end of that scene, that's when I was just like, nah, man, that was the nail in the coffin. He gone. So when it came, at that point, it was like, he gone. So when the subway shit happened, that shit was relief. That shit was like, it was like relief for him. Like, at that point, it was just like, you know, I ain't gonna even try to like assimilate. Like, fuck it, fuck it. You know, at
I feel
like when he crossed
it wasn't nothing left to do.
Yeah, and when he crossed that threshold, it wasn't no coming back. Yeah. So when he did that and the subway happened, like that was. Ain't no going back. Because now I've crossed that line.
Right.
You know what? I've been praised.
We agree
for,
on that.
Right. Right, exactly. We agree on that. It feel good. So when they got to that point where he feeling good from that, he feeling justified, he feeling like, and we still on inside on the little fantasy he got.
Yeah.
And you see, because it was something that you said yesterday when we saw you was on the way home, you was like, nah, man. Like what kind of motherfucker he don't fantasize about? Like, that being his show, he fantasized about being in the audience.
Right. He didn't want to be on it.
Say that
he wanted to be at it.
He wanted to be there. He wanted to be someone
he
that
just
mattered.
Wanted, he wanted the recognition, bro.
Yeah, that's all. That's
you know
all.
That's all
he
wanted. He,
did, he felt like he didn't matter.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell you.
He didn't have to have the fame. I mean, the fortune. He just had to have the fame.
Right, that's all.
Right.
Just like, he was like, I don't really care about the money. He was like, Thomas, we don't need help from him. It doesn't matter.
Right.
That don't matter to me. I'm going to tell you what I say. His breaking point was at the very beginning of the movie.
Right.
The whole rest of the movie mm-hmm. was the downward spiral.
I feel that.
I feel like because the part where he was already painting his tongue with the fucking makeup right. at the very beginning.
Right.
And then he was in the mirror fucking with his face. That right. single tear let you know right then.
Right.
He was out of control of his emotions.
Right.
When I thought he did that for a makeup effect, like no, just trying to get the tear on
no,
the makeup.
Bro. No, cool. no,
he was
no.
trying to tell you because how sad he couldn't smile.
Now
bro.
I did find out today that was based on this old German movie,
right?
And they took that whole scene pretty much when he made himself smile.
Yeah, that was what I was gonna say about the whole
go homage ahead, go to ahead. Comedy. My fault. Yeah,
yeah, the homage to comedy and all that, but that's later on. Yeah. But where I feel like his no going back point was when he killed the dude who gave him the gun.
Mm.
Because I feel like that I agree with you, both of you guys, in a lot of ways. Yeah. But when he killed the dudes on the train,
that wasn't personal.
No, and that wasn't like his ultimate release moment. That was the right. first time he was able to be like,
somebody.
I can do something
Stand
about this.
Myself.
Right, I can do something about this.
Yeah.
And that's where I was going to say, I feel like this movie borrowed a lot of things that made it into a comic book movie mm-hmm. and a comedy. And it's a standalone movie of this weird sub-psychological genre that you would put like movies like... Yeah, well, not even that. Like, movies like Requiem for a Dream and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Real cerebral.
Right, right, right.
Surrealistic type movies.
Yeah.
Because M. Night Shyamalan in Split gave you this idea that a person could change all of his physicality based on his mental state.
Mm-hmm.
He did that exact thing in the movie.
Mm.
Whenever he was having these Joker urges,
mm-hmm.
he was way stronger, way more fit, way younger moving and acting than his body let him to be. When he was just walking around as Arthur,
mm-hmm.
he wasn't, you wouldn't think that he would be able to do anything. Man, he seemed like he would...
Weak. He was like hobbling along.
Yeah, when he was trying to even bust up the boot, he couldn't
frail,
do it.
You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
But when he started doing those things that he
acting
felt
on
like
his own emotion.
Right. When he started talking to his mom and he was like, you know, I started to stop fighting it.
Right.
Like you could tell he was empowered by that. Like his whole, I like how they use the dancing to symbolize his transformation internally and outwardly. Like
right.
this
right.
Joker wouldn't be dancing around like that. Like,
I mean,
even when he had the part
most,
you were talking about yesterday when he was dancing himself. With the gun. Yeah.
Dancing is the most free expression ever.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like, he was free. He was trying to free himself.
Right. And like, it came out.
And being a dancer, I can agree with that shit.
And he was
a dancer.
Even,
but even with
Joaquin
them,
Phoenix was a dancer.
But even them setting the whole thing up, like, when you look at it from the point of time passed, mm-hmm. this motherfucker could not get his meds. But this motherfucker was off his meds
for quite a while. And that was another thing about it. I like how they kept the confusion of time passage. You don't know how much time
how
passed
long
through
that shit. Yeah.
At all.
This shit could have been days. It could have been hours.
Right. Could have been months.
You
know
what?
You know.
Exactly. And that was the shit that they took from Rec Room of a Dream.
Right.
That was the shit that they pulled
right.
from
the blurring of the time passage.
Blurring the time because...
They would give you references to show, okay, well, it's daytime. It's generally this time. You don't really know, but it's generally
how
around
this.
How
many days have passed since that shit happened?
Right. You don't really know. Like, you don't know how many days passed since the detectives came
that
to
yesterday?
Him. Right. When he went and killed his mama. Like, and then some people will argue with me, well, the breaking point was when he killed his mama. No. You broke long before you thought to even try to kill your mama, dog.
Right.
At that point, you already broke.
Even if you think about, okay, I'm sympathetic, I'm euthanizing her,
point,
I'm taking her out to save her from suffering.
Yeah.
You still have lost your mind to even like, consider killing your mama.
At that point, you already become comfortable with killing.
Right. Period.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. At that point, I got real black. Like at that point, you didn't already, mm-hmm. you didn't already came to terms with like, but you comfortable. Like
mm-hmm.
you lived up. So at that point, like he was already not going back. At that point,
right.
she was just that wasn't her son no more.
Right.
That was a joke.
At all.
Like yeah. I think
he was
I said,
already the Joker, bro.
That said, was him saying bye to her.
I right. said the point.
Yeah, that's what it was.
The point that fully symbolized that to me was when you see him and the hair was dyed. after his hair was dyed, he put that suit on. First thing he did was dance. Oh, yeah, boy.
Yeah, it's on.
He feeling himself then, boy.
He feeling him.
It was
like
on.
The way he came out when he was on the show. And see, when I go back and I've been looking at, you know, some of the words, you know, that people have been talking around it. Because I'm not one to buy in the hype, but I'm entertained by the shit in the sense of it's annoying and entertaining at the same time when I see these people. Because I'm sold on the idea of this being a fantastic marketing tool. But I kind of look at it the way... When you describe it, well, you know what? I think they fell into it more than they really planned it, because I can kind of believe that because the way it's working out a little too well.
Mm.
And now it's going to take less of its own because I think in subtle ways, sometimes it really does that seem like the hype. Someone wants to antagonize someone to be what I'm trying to convey that's not really happening. A very small majority...
That's only because people just took a character that they thought that was what it was going to be. They were like, no, this is the Joker. It's going to be this. And you know what the Joker is. They just tried to take that and run with that idea.
Right. They basing it on the Joker that is not even in the movie.
In the movie, right. This is not that Joker. And if you go into the movie thinking that's the Joker you're going to get, then you're going to be disappointed.
Like, first of all, if no acid is involved, you already know this ain't the Joker that y'all talking about.
At all, point blank and period. He's not scarred up, so it's not the Joker you thought you were going to be seeing.
If
so,
you would pay attention to like the Dark Knight and all that, where Heath Ledger's Joker even had the mask of the Joker face the one is in this movie, it should tell you
that this shit
is based on something from old time, bro.
Right. Moviegoer at Times Square Theater reportedly escorted out of Joker screening after cheering on screen murders.
Wow.
Well, that's his fault for being sick, dog. Look, I mean, that has nothing to do with it, man. Like, that's sick dude, bro.
No,
like,
you can't even say that, though, bro, because if it was in any other movie, bro, and motherfucker would get murked like that, nigga be like, yeah, like, whoa, like, shit, yeah, damn, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but see, but at the same time, it's one isolated dude. Like, that's one sick motherfucker. That's on him, you know what I'm saying? Okay, yeah, you go to John Wick, some people be like, oh, goddamn. Like, sometimes that'll happen. Bro, or you go and see the Expendables, you see a nigga get his head blowed off, and it happens.
When that nigga got revenge on Buddy.
Yeah, you like, yeah, you deserve that. He deserved it.
And you mean to me you ain't want to say, damn, that what the fuck you get? You know what I'm saying?
No, like, yeah, but I mean, at the same time, if he's cheering on for everything, he's just antagonizing the situation. Or he is a genuinely sick person. Like, people like that. He's a fucking troll. He's a live-action troll, dog. That's all.
He could have just been, like, enjoying the movie, bro.
Okay, so there was,
that's
like...
That's a live-action troll, dog.
He was mostly harmless. No. He was most likely a harmless drunk guy. But all nervous is built around the film made what happened Friday night really unsettling, someone said.
Exactly. You know the climate around the movie is already on high alert. Why would you try to antagonize the situation even further?
That motherfucker might have just been drunk like they said.
No, like they said. I mean, but still, dog. Like... That's on him. He's fucked up.
Dog.
It's his fault.
In Orlando,
like I said in the beginning,
in Orlando, they had the SUV outside with the dogs, bro.
Oh no, the military already said they had protocols in place for the shit just in case, bro. Like, that's the problem.
People
went into the movie expecting something that they were not gonna get.
Bro, I think it was just a scapegoat just for someone to just point at some bullshit.
There is no bullshit to point at.
When you see the movie, you just like, yeah, bro, this is like, bro, this is
something that everybody really needs to see.
Have you ever seen a horror movie? Like,
then go watch one.
Like, yeah, like, bro, if that's what you want, go watch that. Like,
this ain't no horror movie. This ain't no criminal.
What I'm simply saying
movie.
Is, whatever beef you could sit up here and have with the Joker, you can take that same beef with American Horror Story or some shit.
Yeah.
You can take it with,
because it's the same thing. And the amount of violence and the level of violence in that movie.
Did you see this week's episode of American Horror Story?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
So you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Exactly. Like, the level of violence in that movie equates to, like, any random episode from this season. Like, this episode specifically.
And then they specifically took the mental health route in American Horror Story.
Like,
just for me to end up seeing that episode, then a couple of days later seeing Joker
be like,
you know, that was all... programmed around this whole release.
Well, maybe, maybe not. I don't know necessarily.
I mean, that, I'm saying coincidentally, even if you, I don't want to call it that.
There are no coincidences, bro. Like, if you're in a production studio and you making these episodes and you know that this shit's finna come out on this day, you going to make your episode that has that shit come out
well, not that even. Same time. You know what I'm saying? Not even. Bro. That's not guaranteed. That's like, I mean, you know.
That's like the, man.
What I will say is seeing American Horror Story and seeing, like, a crazy dude, black woman, dancing Joker, crazy dude, crazy black, cracker, black woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, bruh, like, seeing that.
This situation, spoiler alert for American Horror Story, the black woman wasn't in on it, but, you know.
Hey, guess what? Joaquin Phoenix is Puerto Rican.
Bro, no, no, no. I mean, my whole point with that is this.
Joker ain't.
Like, I I'll pull that up later. It was an interesting read that I read on HuffPost. They posted about the experience of him growing up in a low poverty, why he kept encountering, you know what I'm saying? They showed you a realistic approach to, like, the working class. You got the single mother. You got the lady on there, her son, laughing at the dude. And she was like, don't talk to strangers, boy. Leave my son alone. You know what I'm saying? Like, they really, like, even in that, like, you looking, he was around black folks. He was in a slum. You know what I'm saying? Like, subtly, that was something about the Joker that I just saw. He was in this, like, bro, we over here. In this area that
I mean, shit.
In the slums of Gotham.
All he felt like was, you know, all I want to say is that they don't really care about us.
Nah, did anybody else? I noticed, okay, when they got Thomas Wayne on the phone, when it was first a radio interview, he sounded just like Trump. I swear they made gave him the same accent. Bruh, on that first phone, Trump.
He sounded like Trump.
Thomas Wayne on that first time when he was talking on that.
I don't know. That might be reaching a little bit. I don't know about that.
Dog, when it was the time when he was talking about the sewers. No, he was talking about the trash and the rats. And it's like how bad, like, they had, the way they had his accent, I swear it's something about it.
To that make it sound like he was just that.
They tried to give it that feel, and I was like,
fascist motherfucker.
Bruh, they gave it that same
archetypal. They gave it that same. I don't know about that one.
They gave it that same temperament when they did it on the radio, because I heard it in the voice. Like,
I'll take that one as you say it. I don't know.
It sounded like an imitation. Like, you, that's, I'm going to have to.
Oh, like he was trying to imitate how he speaks.
I think that's how they just meant to read that scene, because that's how it came off. And man, it definitely had those, hold on, it had those sentiments about, you know, lower class, the working class, and you got all this, it's the shit, I'm gonna restore justice, I'm gonna make it look good, y'all got the trash out here, like, the way they
Always Thomas Wayne, though. He was always with the, well, the rich gotta help the poor, even though they don't know we're helping them, we gotta do that.
Yeah, but the way
Thomas had some other stuff going on,
right?
Though,
but the way they're portraying it, making with the Joker, they presented Thomas to be in a way where he was like more antagonist than protagonist.
I don't,
because like, this was from his perspective,
right? So he definitely had that Trump feel to me.
Don't like how they portrayed Thomas Wayne.
I don't either. But like I said, that was because we're seeing this all from Arthur's perspective.
To me,
not Thomas Wayne that we know, because we know Thomas Wayne in a different way. This is not connected with the whole in any way.
We are, but we aren't.
Bro, the whole time
we are. This movie is through Arthur's perspective.
The whole time I'm saying this movie, I'm thinking to myself, that's Batman, Dad.
Because he was delusional,
man. That nigga was a dick. That nigga was an asshole.
Through Arthur's perspective.
Bro, and he was an asshole through Arthur's perspective.
Even though he's delusional, the whole movie is through his perspective, unfiltered.
Painted Thomas as a
straight
asshole.
I don't think it's through his perspective. I think it's more along the lines of you get to see his perspective acted out.
No, hold on, bro. Arthur's perspective, dog. This is all his perspective of life.
Because you only see it through his perspective when it goes back and shows you the clarity that, yes,
no, you see the whole thing. You see his confusion. You see his understanding. You see him not caring anymore. Everything from his perspective.
No, whenever he got a chance to dive inside himself, bro, it's not like through his eyes, bro. That's what I'm saying. Like,
no, it was always through his eyes.
It was.
All the whole movie was through his eyes.
I got to agree to disagree.
The whole movie was in his eyes. You just thought it was from somebody else's perspective at that time.
I don't know.
I'm just saying, like, if I was to sit here and break down this story and the way it was shot, I would say it was more so along the lines of you following this guy around, because the camera was always to his back.
Because he's disconnected from himself throughout the movie. That's the whole point of it. You're following him living his own life. This dude doesn't understand his own emotions. If you live in your life, how would you feel?
I mean, he does understand his emotions, though.
He didn't until the end.
No, bro. He knew his emotions.
No, he didn't. Not until the end.
He just couldn't damn.
He wanted help.
He couldn't
he, exactly.
damn.
He wanted help understanding.
He wanted help.
He didn't understand, quote unquote, until he let go.
When he was forced to, like, when he was weaned off of his support, the only support he had was himself. Was, like, the support that he was getting. He was getting meds. He was getting treatment. He was talking to someone that he knew didn't listen, but at least he's trying.
So, and he had an outlet.
You know what I'm saying? So when that got taken away from him, and it just put him I don't know, man.
I still disagree.
It felt like when they put him in a sense of he had, like, when you sent me that message last night, and I was like, hold on. You was like, he lost everything at the expense of losing everything. I was just like, hold on. He did lose.
This is a tale of an underdog comedian.
Underdog comedian.
Who, this is the part you're going to have to strike from the record.
Who attained all of the fame.
At the cost of everything.
At the cost of everything. He look.
I feel that. Like,
but it's, me, yeah, go ahead.
What you mean strike from the record?
Yeah, because this part, this is only for clarification for the conversation moving forward, but you're going to have to strike this part. As somebody who goes to therapy, you don't understand what that means. You don't have an understanding of what you're going through. That's why you seek this outside help to give you. But you're not seeking it. Now, he's actively going to it, trying to find a way to move through that stuff without having to. He asked for extra medication because he knew there was nothing else. Him talking to her was not going to help. That's why he told her straight up, like, you're not listening to me. Can you expand my medication then? Because you're not fixing to help me. They finna cut the funding. So who else do I have to talk to get my medication? He didn't care at that point. He was like, look, well, what steps do I have to take to keep getting help? After he couldn't get help anymore, that was where he was like, all right, this is it. I'm off my shit. I can't take the pills no more. I have nothing else to go back to.
It seemed like
it was all him on
him. He needed a sense.
I'm not saying that that didn't happen that way. I'm just saying that I disagree with the fact that this was through his perspective.
I mean, what sold me on...
I feel like you was the fly on the wall in this movie. That's how I feel.
Okay, you feel like you was more the fly on the wall versus getting his perspective. So you mean, but at the same time,
you saw the shit unfold for yourself.
No, mm-mm. No, because the fact that the shit happened
when he damn hallucinated all that other shit that was happening.
The fact that the shit that happened with Zazie Beetz did not happen is the fact why you know it was all in his mind.
What I'm saying though is you still get the omnipresence of it.
No, you don't, because everything that you don't see what happened with anybody else throughout the movie. He was in the entirety of the movie.
Yeah.
You never saw what was happening with Zazie once she got to work. You didn't see inside the bank. You never saw what was happening with his mama in the hospital. You didn't see what happened with the detectives while they were investigating him.
Like, fully focused on this character right here only.
That was all the movie.
Yeah.
I'm not saying
that it's not always him, but what I'm saying is, I'm not saying that you don't see it from his perspective in the movie. What I'm saying is the entire movie isn't through his eyes.
It is, because if you were a fly on the wall, you would see everybody else's perspective in the room. You don't.
He wasn't around nobody.
And if he was, it was still from his side.
Right.
After the midget left, don't you think they would have showed him go back and tell Buddy, hey, man, this motherfucker Arthur done lost his shit.
You never seen nobody talking about
him. You never saw the aftermath. If there's an action, there is a repercussion afterwards. You never saw it from anybody else's perspective but his.
Not once. No one's perspective got shared in that movie but Joker.
So, like I said, that's why I didn't give it 10 stars, because it raised more questions than it answered.
I'm sorry, I'm giving it 10 because it gave me everything I wanted.
I got 9.
I got 8.
It gave me everything. So, okay, you say you're 9 because it raised more questions. So where's your 8?
My 8 came from the whole idea of... It came from the sense of you executed, I guess, what I needed for a movie. You kept me intrigued. You, like, mm-hmm. I laughed. You stack. It's knowing that you stacked upon these ideas that, okay, yeah, they became pretty prevalent. But at the same time, I love how the execution was. I love, like... I enjoyed just seeing the unfolding, like them. I'm not gonna say attempting to humanize, but they giving me like fucked up. Like every few minutes, I'm like, damn, that's fucked up.
Giving you an understanding.
I'm just like, damn.
It doesn't make you say, yeah, I understand. It don't, you did it. It's okay.
But I mean, at the same time, it gives me that excusing of like, you know, in this fictional world that you in, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I can see you, how you ended up this way.
It might seem like that's a lot, but I'm just like, you was already broken. You was already like, I ain't giving you no excuse for like,
for doing it, but I can see how you ended up that way.
But I shouldn't even have to like present it in that way, because fictionally it's like I knew I was going to get in like the creation story of the Joker. So I'm watching it like, all right, Joker, how I'm going to get you to Joker? What the fuck you want? What you went through? So them giving me this realistic artsy approach of, you know, something's wrong with this dude. And when a time when people going to politically correct and nice and recognize what he got and be respectful. And nah, people going to be dicks. Like, nigga, you different. What the fuck wrong with you? You creepy. Get the fuck,
right. Rhymy. I don't understand. Get the hell out.
Then he's purposely
that.
Doing
the
creepy.
The movie was flawlessly executed.
Then he's doing, like, goofy ass shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
because he's a clown and people don't know him. And they automatically associate that with creepy. So he's like, look, I'm trying to fit in where I can. And it just don't fit.
But yeah, it's like I enjoyed the movie, man. Y'all know in the month of
definitely
my scale, like an 8 is not a bad score at all.
At all.
Not at all. Like, but that's what it get from me. Get a strong ass 8, man. That's a must see. And that's a must see. I recommend anyone, if you haven't seen it, divert your expectations from any controversy or any extra bullshit, because ultimately if you want to research that and you really care about these issues, and by all
that's
means,
that's gonna make you want
to
do it.
Do what you got to do. But if this is just something you want to get entertainment, like to me, as far as the whole case study thing, it's like I'm not gonna go on that ledge. But at the same time, it's like one of those things where you gave him.
It's a case study of a fictional character, bro.
It is. All the way. That's what this movie is.
I mean,
if you're a person that likes character-driven movies, and you like character development, and that's what you go to movies to see, or you like those types of movies, this is for that.
The camera followed this character around the whole movie, bro.
That's what this movie is for. You would like that.
Character.
Yeah, like, I mean, I,
if you
like
coming
I said,
in expecting it to be some deviated DCEU, that's not what this is.
Nah, to me, nah, like it was really.
I wouldn't even bring that up.
Me really getting this character Arthur.
But you know how some people are like
the story they gave
him. Automatically think Batman.
But the twist that I got with his mom, who his dad may have been, and you
right.
know, like
that
all
whole thing, that all whole dynamic,
like all of the twists and all of the breakdowns that they had about it was like really it.
Right, what was real, what wasn't real. Then you find out his mom, quote-unquote mom, who was adopted, had a mental condition.
Some things that make for good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, honestly, like, they took what they needed. Because that became, like, I learned that later on, that, okay, you know, hey, a lot of things were taken from old Scorsese films, different films throughout history.
Yeah.
It took
but don't say taken. You know,
they
maybe
taken,
they paid him
that was part of his.
No. I'm not saying it was negative
it
thing.
Was
I'm just saying it was the homage.
Yeah, well, he was part of the movie beforehand, so
he was
maybe
producer.
That was part of his
right.
stuff.
Producer.
You know,
right? And even still, that's like a recreation.
Yeah,
of
I think
the old shit. It's
I
not,
think
it's not like a, even like
maybe that might have been those
I
parts
think,
were his influence.
A,
I think
it
was one of those
deviation.
Things. He just like
yeah, maybe what, not. Yeah.
It gave me that whole they want to be
continuation.
They wanted to be artsy, so they were artsy. They gave
that's
me artsy.
Exactly
no,
what
they gave, yeah, they gave you a
they
comic
gave,
book movie that was a comedy, that was an artistic film, that was an homage film. They gave you everything wrapped up in
it,
one.
I wouldn't even call it a comic book movie, bro.
It is. It is a comic book movie, just like I said earlier. Every frame of that movie is a panel in a comic book.
I
your
mean,
character is based
just,
on a comic book character. It's a
it
comic
is.
Book movie. It's I mean, not presented as such.
Yeah, I feel you, but...
Just like All, Glass, Unbreakable,
I just feel
Split,
like,
those are comic book movies.
Right, they are, but in a sense, they ain't.
Brightburn.
No, exactly. They're not. Brightburn. They're not presented in the way a comic book movie is, but they're comic book movies.
Joker has to be a comic book movie because if I'm the comic book movie category and Joker's not in my house, well, I'm doing a disservice to myself. Not claiming the Joker. I have to claim that
it's a comic book movie, dog.
Because that's
at
a
the
rich,
end of the day.
That is a good. It's a good movie that just so happens to be a. It's not a good comic book movie. It's a good movie. That's like, it's a comic book movie. You know what I'm saying? It's like, bro, overall, they get a good movie. It's like, it's the reason why I keep giving praise, like, with some of the Marvel Netflix shows, like how you gave me focused on an actual show that superhero just so happens to be the main character. It's not about the superpowers or anything like that. It's
about the world around it.
Right. So doing that with the Joker and you really giving me this big giant world that never really left the circumference of the Joker himself. Everything was around.
Yeah, that whole movie was really encompassed around a couple of blocks, if you think about it.
Mm-hmm. The movie went a lot. No, it was just,
where he worked to his house.
And the train.
Yeah.
It was the distance from there and back.
Yeah, the hospital, then when he finally got to the show, and downtown, that was it.
But, man, like, from Joaquin Phoenix losing the weight, I saw an interview, he was talking about that, and
said he wasn't eating nothing.
He got skinny, and he was like, when he got to that point, it was like, your body just feels so fucking different, you don't know what to do.
Right, he said he learned so many things about himself. He's like, once he got down to the weight, he was like, I was in control of my body in a way I never knew. I'm sure you were. Also with 50 pounds, bro.
When he was dancing, that shit gave him another feeling, another vibe with the dancing and the posing and everything he was doing.
Right. Plus, he was already a dancer when he was younger, too, on top of that.
That was,
that nigga faced his mortality is what he did.
I mean, that Joker was already a super private dude, and he already faced his mortality long ago. That dude was already—he's already touched by darkness. That it didn't take this movie to do that. That just seems to be a running theme for this week. But
no, I'm talking about
he did that long time ago. Joaquin Phoenix is one of those tortured artists in Hollywood, which is why he is the way he is. He faced his mortality a long time ago. He went through all that already.
The Joker or Phoenix?
Joaquin Phoenix.
I did see this video that we're talking about some shit that happened with him back in 2009.
Yeah.
Like, back when he was, like, he grew the beard, he was on Letterman, and shit got awkward. Talking about he was finna rap, gonna shoot a documentary, do some movies, kind of left out of nowhere. He came back, he did her, kind of fell back, came back, did something else, and it's like, he won his awards and did his thing, but in the meantime, it's like,
And what I meant by facing mortality, I meant like when you not eating and still living.
I don't know.
I mean, that's possible, though.
How he lost that weight, was under the supervision of $1 million trainer.
Yeah, nutritionist.
You know what I'm saying? That was like under very scrutinized supervision.
Yeah.
Like someone is looking at you, making sure you don't fuck. Because
that's a lot of money invested in you.
Hell yeah, you fuck this up at the
end. You can die after the movie. Don't die during the film.
Right, bro.
This ain't that Hollywood. They learned from that. Like, if you die during the movie, we lost way too much money.
Yeah.
We can't do that no more.
I don't know. As far as, like,
still experiencing losing that much weight at that.
That's a lot. He lost it. I mean, it's got to be a journey.
Yeah,
it's not nothing easy to experience either. No matter how much money you're throwing,
couldn't be
losing that. Like, just seeing when,
because hell,
like
losing 20 pounds is damn.
I got weight the other day. I'm down to what, 160?
But shit, that's nothing when you think about it. People can do that easily, dog.
I was 190 this time last year. I'm 167.
Not everybody's body's, you know, physicality is the same.
Oh, not at all.
No, but he lost that weight in a certain way by dieting. He didn't do it by exercising or whatever. He did it by dieting. But people can lose 50 pounds, you know, in 6 months easily.
Yeah, diet really changed that shit. So, I mean, I appreciate how much he dedicated himself to even looking like that. Because the pieces, the elements that they took from with other movies, which if you want me to name the director, the time, the year, the movie, Google it. that's your friend, bro. All I'm gonna get to with the media.
If you want to get into all that artsy stuff, yeah, if you want to get into that, go
Taxi Driver's One, for the Last Comedian. Yeah, Robert, you know, Robert De Niro. Yeah, you go look for it, Google it. You can find it. It's easy. Very interesting. Don't skip out on it. But for those of you that done the research and just don't give a fuck, I'm gonna continue. It's basically knowing that they pull from other elements and seeing those implemented in the movie and being like, bro, that shit just made it good. Like, you...
It does.
You took the right thing at the right time and used it on the right frame, nigga. Like, I'm checking it all off the list. Yeah. Because that's... To me, that's what made the movie really pull me in. It's like, you're giving me something a little different, a little darker, a little deeper than, like...
What I would get.
And you're trying. You're letting me know that was the aim to begin with. So all the outside noise, I'm just like, eh...
There's no point. Right. Like, really, yeah, no, I don't care. Point. I'm not listening to that.
Because if that's the case, if we being relatively kind, we can... I'm going to pause joking and say, if that's the damn case, when Death Note came out, it should have been a way bigger outrage.
Right, than this, because people were taking notebooks to school, writing people's names.
I'm going to write your name, and that means I want you to die.
That means I want you to die. But they didn't do nothing about Death Note when it came out on Netflix.
That shit would have been like the big blow up if motherfuckers really care about this shit. That's why I'm glad the Western world don't ever catch on to a lot of this shit. They're going to try to...
Right. Y'all don't understand. That's why you mad. Like, people didn't even see the movie. So, they based some crazy notion off the trailer.
I'm just like, bro, like, the Joker, at the end of the day, is one of those things.
Come on, I don't want to see Batman push him over the edge. Batman wasn't anywhere in sight, bro.
Regardless of him being over the edge, it's just like, that's honestly the reason why we go into the movies, because we want to see this regular guy or this sick guy or whoever the fuck he is
become the Joker. However he becomes
how
the Joker.
He get the,
that
I want
to
see.
Gonna inspire me to go out here and murder people. I want to know what made this dude become that dude, man. I need to know.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to put down your litmus test, like, if you go in to get your gun and they ask you about the Joker and...
You answer these questions a certain way,
and they
fine.
Like, and they like, no, nigga, then...
You watched the movie for the wrong reason. Right. You cannot have a gun.
You scream, but, I mean, this is not that. So I'm just like, nah, bro, this is honestly, like...
Hey, what parts of the movie did you laugh at?
I'm like, bro, I say...
That's the question at hand.
I mean, that's like... You seeing Tom and Jerry, you really trying to goddamn hit burn your little goddamn cousin with an iron.
Because you think that, oh, Tom and Jerry did it, he'll be all right.
You know what I'm saying? Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like you can take any of this shit and it's just, it's outrageous.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I ain't talking about the gym outrageous. I'm talking about the real
outrageous. Right. Mentally, like, you just don't understand.
Like, doing that with, like, something like this, because I feel like in a time where... I've been, I ain't gonna say stifled, I've enjoyed my Marvel movies, but like, I've been hoping DC could give me something I can sink my teeth into. So Warner Brothers and DC giving me a film like this, taking a different approach and just giving a different light on it. I'm just like, nah, we're gonna try to get some artsy, not just some comic book crazy shit. We're gonna really give you
The real deal.
The real deal. We're gonna give you psychological. We're gonna give you, you know, violence. We're gonna give you.
And who else to pick to do it?
Like, yeah, because people are like, I don't want you pitying him. And
nobody's pitying this dude. You don't pity him. That's the whole thing about it. You really, that's what, the whole movie makes you second guess yourself when you laugh in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
There are parts when you're supposed to laugh and you shouldn't. And there's parts when you shouldn't laugh.
But you do.
But you do. And it makes you feel real weird. You think about it subconsciously to yourself. Like, am I supposed to laugh at this? Should I laugh at this? Yeah, that was messed up. That's not really something that you should laugh at.
Bro, like, it's one of those movies. And I really, like, the fact that I was laughing, I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, that's fucked up. Like, oh, this gonna get bad. Oh, shit. I'm want to see it get bad. I want to see the nigga get his ass beat. And it's fucked up, because I'm like, I want to see him get pushed to the edge. And it's like, because I already know. I want to see what's going to get you to that edge. What's going to get you to that edge, Arthur? What's going to push you over the edge? I, you know what I'm saying? A part of me was like, all right, let me see how you get there.
But then at the same time, they turn around and give you truly funny moments that are fucked up, but they're funny. Because if you understand the Joker character, you understand why it's funny in that moment.
It's like, I'm looking at it like, yeah, bro, this is damn, bro, you took it though.
Yeah, like, right, exactly. Like, you took it to the Joker in that way. You really did. Like, even, not even to say the part with the midget and the lock, the part where, oh, I forgot to punch out.
Bruh.
That part, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, like, so it's like, it's one of those things where, I'm sorry, but I think the job of a filmmaker is, I don't resonate with no part of what the Joker go through. That ain't something I could say on. I don't even live anything remotely close to the type of life that he went through.
Other than being around, his anxiety, but not even to that extreme. Only thing I can say is,
I'm kind of jealous. I would love Zazie Beetz to be my neighbor, nigga. I'm kind of jealous,
slightly with a chance to know what kind of incense you burn in your apartment.
Right,
want to know,
but.
What's it smell like?
But for real, like, just me seeing what he go through, I don't relate. But at the same time, me watching it, I'm like, yeah, I know you're finna go and just get sick with it. I know you're gonna dive in. I know you're gonna, like, go over the edge because you're being pushed there.
But it's
a
slow burn.
I wanna see you get there. I wanna see how you handle this. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm sorry, Arthur. Like, nothing personal, but,
like, you better see the Joker.
Like, I wanna see the Joker. I already know how you get, though. I just want to see how you get, though. And then they gave me I was patient, and they gave me a nice, cohesive story. They blended
Where you actually are, you're I like, okay, Arthur, I kind of feel you, dog. I feel bad for you.
It was times
don't
I felt...
do this, right?
But it was times I felt bad for him, but I was just like... And what's fucked up is, like, they did... It was a case in New York where someone did do that to some thugs, but it was that same mess.
Right. So
they took that and put it in it.
Right.
They took... that art imitated life, and we recapped this last week when we were talking about the war of art imitating life or life imitating art.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, and I conveyed then that if you give me art imitating life and you take a good time or a good topic that I can relate to it, when on almost every check on the list, I can't relate to it, but you find something to make me say, damn,
you know what?
Bro.
I can feel that.
Damn, bro. That fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I empathize. I was able to find empathy with the Joker in...
You don't sympathize with him. You empathize with him. You feel his emotions with him throughout the movie.
They make you look. And then whenever you about to really feel it, like, damn, this nigga start laughing.
Right.
And then
it's like, oh.
And then you see the shit go... And then me, I hear him laughing, and it's like when someone, yawn in front of you, and it make you yawn.
Yeah, you have a mirror reaction.
Yeah, so
mirror
you hear
reflex.
Him, so you see him laughing, and after a while, you just hear him laughing. You want to laugh, because that shit just
it's
funny.
Like, no, it's not funny, because he can't control that. Yes.
And he's just laughing. I'm like, oh, I'm laughing. Like, damn, because this shit awkward as fuck.
Right.
It got super awkward.
Right.
But to me, that's what really pulled me in. It's like when it just got super awkward.
The whole movie's abrasive. Like
it got super awkward where I'm just like, damn, bro. Like,
even if you go into the movie open-minded, there are moments where it's like you feel the resistance of the movie in you. It's like, you're trying to bring me into this and I don't want to get with that. Like, no, I don't want to feel like that's okay.
What you got, Black? Edit.
Yeah.
That's a long edit. Yeah, I thought Black was just sitting there like, man, come on, Black, like, you know. Nigga, you ain't sleep.
No, man, I ain't sleep.
Okay, I was like, nigga, goddamn, you done went quiet on me. Come on, give me some breakdown. We talked about this last night. I can fix it and edit.
I mean, like, what you want to know?
I mean, we on Joker. Give me some more of your breakdown. Some of your takeaways, some of your favorite moments, some of the moments that like got you pumped, some of the kind of just, you know, turned your heartstrings a little bit. Like, what was it? Like, you know, what were some takeaways that you had from Joker?
I mean, I pretty much said what I had to say about it. Good movie. Very well executed. I feel like by the end of the movie, I had more questions than I did answers.
Yeah, you were saying that that did leave some more damn questions instead of answers. I mean,
but,
think you ever get them answers or it don't matter?
It don't really matter at this point because it's like I got what I wanted, but at the same time, it's just I didn't expect to have more questions by the time I got what I wanted.
What were some of the questions you had? Because I left out of with like, I feel like a lot of my questions I had got answered. So
because by the time I got to the end of it, I just finally realized like, what if none of that shit really happened?
Really think so? I mean, he was riding in the car, running. He was in the asylum.
What if he was in the fucking asylum the whole fucking time, bro?
Do you don't consider the possibility that that means everything already happened? He's just reminiscing.
Right. He's already recanting it to the therapist.
Maybe. Or maybe he dreamed that shit.
Yeah, I mean. Or
that shit that they said about his mom and all that shit was really about him.
I did. Okay. Now, that is something you can sell me on, now, nigga. If you got a couple more acres of that. Because if you got a couple more of them chocolate bars, nigga, I'm buying.
What would have got him in the institution to begin with?
Yeah.
Exactly my point. More fucking question, bro.
You just taking it to that degree on your own then.
But his mom did die.
Mom died.
She did die. She wasn't already dead. She did die. And that was definitely like a turning point. But you find out how she died. And it's like, oh.
But maybe that's what he did to get put in there.
So something pushed him to the point of killing her.
But as far as the city goes,
it's still his story.
He went on that live TV show. He really did that.
Yeah, that stuff in the city happened.
That happened. He did go on
that
TV show.
Gotham is burning, regardless of if he caused it or not. Gotham's burning.
He did kill that dude live on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he did kill them boys on that subway.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Confess to it.
Yeah. So that stuff is established.
Live on TV.
That is true.
Yeah.
That shit was so goddamn clean, boy.
Yeah.
That shit was cold and clean, boy. That motherfucker goddamn...
But what I'm saying is, how do we know that part wasn't a flashback or his interpretation of the flashback?
Because we know that it happened. We saw the evidence.
We saw the aftermath.
Yeah.
That gave us points in history that were changed because that event took place and inspired.
No, I'm not saying that was the delusion. I'm saying, how do we know that wasn't his take on what actually happened? And he was sitting there with the therapist the whole time in Arkham before he killed her.
Because we got to see it, I guess, more in any other part
of that it was still from his perspective.
He hallucinate, though.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. But you, at by the end of the movie, you knew when he was hallucinating. At the times when the broadcast was happening, he was riding in the car. That was not a hallucination. All that had really happened. When we saw the news talking about, oh, you know, crimes around Gotham, such and such and such.
That's how my take on it. That was my take on it.
I got you.
Yeah, understood. But there were certain things about that kind of, they gave you a few more answers that I guess you weren't looking at that spot for those answers at the time. You were looking somewhere else for something else.
I was like,
that's speculatory, but okay.
Yeah, I was trying to find, like, as far as like, I don't know. It was like, because I asked after the movie somewhat because the way they did a lot of the killing in the most intimate parts, they weren't gradual. They weren't like, they were
crimes of passion.
They were
impulsive.
They were impulsive.
That's what,
like,
crime,
was obsessive. He was an obsessive person.
Impulsive reactions that happened according
to. There was nothing that ever said that he made
beforehand.
Up his mind before going into each situation
that's premeditated.
Exactly.
None of that was premeditated.
It wasn't premeditated.
Premeditative and crimes of passion aren't the same thing.
I know.
Yeah, but a crime of passion is not an impulsive act that's based on. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it is not. That's not an act that's based on you having an obsessive personality. If you are obsessed,
that's to break down what a version of a crime of passion would be.
What, the impulse?
A crime of passion is impulsive, no matter how you.
I agree with that. The crime of passion is going to be impulsive,
no matter how you put it.
Because regardless of how you getting that off, the fact that you premeditated it, once it's premeditated, it becomes premeditated. In order for it even qualify as a crime of passion, it has to be impulsive.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
If it's premeditated, that automatically disqualifies it from being a crime of passion.
But seeing him, I guess, like,
his obsessive personality makes him take, makes him take these steps that are impulsive to get to the other means that he's trying to get to. And that's the, you see that throughout the movie. Once he's fixated on a certain thought, he will take these other steps that are not necessarily involved in it, but he'll take them to get him there quicker. Right. Just because he's fixated on that. So, I mean, yeah, it's a crime of passion, but at the same time, it's not, because that wasn't what his main goal was.
Like, it's like if whatever his mom said in her delusion, her sleep, her hurt, her pain, her medication. Yeah,
that's
at the
what
hospital,
drove him to do all that motherfucker. Stuff.
And then the way that shit happened, it was just like I said, I'm watching it. And
his
main objective was to get
Thomas Wayne.
I blinked and he's sitting up. I blinked again and he was like moving in like the pillar. And you like, what the fuck? Damn, that was fast as fuck. Like, damn, that shit just, the way that shit happened. Like, at that point, every killing was like, it wouldn't like, even when he got old buddy, the comedian dude, even when he got him, he was cool. He owned the show. And then when it started getting reprimanded and verbally chastised, this motherfucker was like, man, I ain't got to listen to you, motherfucker. This motherfucker just had that shit like, that's the punchline.
Right,
because
I was trying to tell you. Right, because I tried to tell you what it was, but you didn't listen. So guess what?
Mad.
Fuck it. Right.
He was mad. He was going mad.
Because like, his main goal was to get on the show and make a connection with, what was his name, Maury or whatever it was,
yeah,
to make a connection with him.
Maury.
And that didn't work.
When the dude started insulting him, he was like,
you know
stupid.
What? Fuck it. I'm done.
He was censored.
Like, bro, you think I'm a fool, bro? I know why you invited me on this fucking show.
He was sensitive.
And he said it back to him.
Yeah. Right.
That was when I told you last night, you were like, well, his laugh and all that was different. I was like, because he wasn't fighting it anymore. At that point, he was joking in. He was telling you like, yo, this is what happened, such and such and such.
Yeah,
you're not listening to me now.
What the fuck you get,
bro. Right, and he wasn't listening, so bam, now you caught it. He didn't know what to do after that, because that was the impulse. He shot him, he was like, oh, what, okay, well, I put the gun down now.
Yeah, and that, it's like he was involved in so many bad decisions, so many things that kind of just fucked up and fucked him over, put him in a bad predicament. It just got to the point where, like, the whole thing.
He had no choice but to go over.
He literally lost everything, like, from the stuff that he willingly sacrificed to the things that got stolen from him.
What he thought was his past.
He got.
Yeah.
Everything got stolen from him. Yeah. He lost everything, bro. He literally, like, He wanted to be funny. He wanted to find some kind of consistency, some kind of joy, some kind of purpose in his life. And just when his purpose became the demonstration and the people demonstrating and they want to look like the clown because he did a good, what he thought was a bad, he knew was
yeah,
a bad
and
thing.
In his delusion, he was like, this is my recognition.
Yes.
They understand me.
Yes, they
in
see me.
In his delusion, he was like, they see me now.
Mm-hmm.
That's what pushed him to go even further.
So to take that into some sick human elements with people with conditions that make them, you know, impulsively laugh and you taking this dark approach, I really got to applaud them for really, like, going in that sense. Like, it was certain parts of the movie that made me uncomfortable.
They separated every element of the Joker and was like, okay, how can we come up with a practical explanation for every aspect of the Joker's character? What are the things that the Joker's known for? His outlandish clothes. Okay, we'll save that for the end. He's not going to put that on until he becomes a Joker. So we can X that out right now. Don't worry about the outfit. What's the next thing you know about the Joker? His laugh. How can we make that meaningful and interesting?
That sold it. To me,
right.
That sold the whole thing.
Right.
Because it wasn't about how his laugh was.
It was about what the laugh meant.
You got so much laughing.
Yeah.
The motherfucker just kept laughing. At one point, it got annoying. It's like the timing was, all right.
It makes you feel like how
now,
a regular person would feel. Like,
right.
Nigga, stop laughing so
right.
Much.
Like, nigga, all right, bro, this shit annoying now, nigga. Shut the fuck up. Like,
now
damn,
you
can
you
stop
like,
laughing?
Get it.
You annoyed. And then they got the character trying to cover his mouth. He trying to cover his mouth and stop laughing during them times he know he don't need to laugh. And you like,
then it's like, well, damn, now I get it. You can't help it.
And then you can like, I see why they beat your ass. And you feel like, damn, that's fucked up. Because I just seen him get his ass beat.
Right.
And I'm like, I ain't going to need a lot to
see him physically in pain trying to not laugh.
It was just like, damn, bro. Every time you try, you make it worse.
Yeah.
You make it 10 times worse every time you try.
Right, and then if he doesn't try, it gets worse. So it's like, bro, I feel you. You are the proverbial rock and the hard place.
And then this guy supposed to be your dad that got it all.
Right.
All
of it.
God, you sick.
All of it.
You angry. You stole. You got nothing. oh my God, where your ass was at? This nigga, oh man, like.
And then the whole theory Thomas behind Wayne. That, dog. What? Like, is he or isn't he? Like,
right, because the way.
That's the ultimate conversation.
That is.
Is he or isn't he?
But Black made a great point by saying, no, bro, what if that shit went about his mama? It was about him. I couldn't refute that. I was
not
like,
at all.
Nigga, maybe this shit was about you. It wasn't about her.
Maybe.
Did you know what I'm saying? Did you get out of Arkham? How long you been in here? You know what I'm saying? Goddamn Paperboy looking at your ass like, goddamn. Like,
he's seen him before, like, but he knew
it. Paperboy.
Yeah. Paperboy. Yeah. Like, I ain't from Atlanta. I don't want to give you the file.
Yeah, because he was like, this is going to re-trigger you, nigga. You got out of here. Like, maybe he got out once he before. Got,
right.
Right. That's what I thinking, thought, bro. You know, because the way he reacted to him was like, you sure you said this your mama, right? Like, I can't give you this. Like,
right.
If that's your mama, why can't he give him the paperwork?
Right. Because he already a fucking patient.
Right. Or he knows if he comes back to ask, do not release the paperwork.
What if that lady really had Thomas Wayne's son, but and his son died?
Was her adopted son to replace him in her mind.
And he's like, that's not my son. That bitch crazy. Because my real son died.
Right.
That's why I'm not with that bitch. Right. My real son died. That's not my son, you crazy bitch.
Right. Maybe she is delusional, like she said.
Or Thomas Wayne could just have that much money to be like, nah, I'm finna try to run for mayor and shit, bitch. Nah, I ain't got time for that shit.
You never know. Plus, this ain't the Thomas Wayne that we know. So,
right.
Maybe he is fucked up.
Nigga, Alfred was swole as fuck.
Maybe he is fucked up. So, you never know.
Nigga, Alfred was swole as fuck.
Yeah, he was. Alfred was fat as fuck.
Fat, bro.
You're right. Alfred was fat as fuck.
Thomas Wayne was kind of swole on that shit. Thomas Wayne looking like goddamn Flashpoint Batman and shit.
Yeah, he was. He might have been shit for that sake. You never know. Right. He might have been already out here dark knighting it up.
Man, Black still don't know who Batman on Titans is.
Man.
You don't know who Batman is.
What?
I mean, I saw the little...
That's the real nigga.
The little article or whatever.
Oh, you know?
That's the realest of the real, though.
But... I don't know, man. Joker.
I'm not looking forward to this whole Rick Grayson thing, man. I'm not.
Hey, man.
It's an unrelated topic, but.
It's on the ink now, dog.
I don't like
it. Ink has been printed.
I don't like
it. I mean.
I never liked the whole story of Rick Grayson and none of that shit, bro.
We'll see what happened. I mean, you know, Dick Grayson is. I mean, you know, Tim Drake is just great.
Nah, man. That whole Rick Grayson shit, I can't get jiggy with it, bro. It's like a spit in the face of everything he started off
with. I cannot get jiggy with this shit.
It's everything he started off as, like a spit in the face, man.
Yeah, man.
Just like when they went that whole Agent Grayson route. I didn't like that shit. But it led to something great, so I couldn't even be mad at it.
Gotcha. Go see Joker. Get off your ass. Go see Joker date night solo.
That's what I say.
Go see that shit.
I say date night. Well, yeah, date night.
Yeah, just go see it, bro.
Conversation.
Just go see it, cause you gonna enjoy it. You gonna laugh. The shit gonna be funny. It gonna trip you out.
I mean,
you
know it's not really a comedy though.
No, you ain't gonna trip out. Don't build them up like that. Now
it's not a comedy.
If you don't trip out in this movie, you ain't gonna enjoy it. If you don't laugh, that's one of them. I ain't get it. It wasn't really funny. It was stupid.
It's not meant to be funny, bro.
That's what makes it good.
It's not meant to be funny. It's not a comedy. Makes
it, I think it's. I disagree completely. On the contrary,
I don't think it's a comedy.
It's meant to be funny. Mm-mm. It's a divine comedy.
No, man.
That nigga said, "My life ain't no tragedy." That shit a comedy, and I agree.
But that's not in the literal sense.
That shit was a comedy, bro.
No. That's the satirical sense, bro.
Yes, that satire is funny as fuck. I agree.
No, dog.
I think
psychological satire.
Yeah,
I think it's meant to be funny. I mean, man.
No, dog. Psychological satire. When you have nothing to lose, your life is funny.
Clowns meant to be funny.
In any other case, that would have been a true statement.
Not when you have sharp edges on your makeup. Always remember that. Any clown with sharp edges on his makeup is not trustworthy.
This dude literally was at the bottom of the barrel. No matter how you want to put it, bro. Like, there's no looking up for this guy. Like, he was spiraling and continually spiraling. like deeper and darker. Like
that's what I liked about it.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I ain't saying nothing was wrong with it. I'm just saying this is something you don't want to fucking laugh at, bro. Because it's like you kind of feel like a bully just for laughing at certain shit in the movie. Just because, you know, he can't help the shit that he going through. You know what I'm saying? And it's not to make you sympathize or it's made to make you empathize, but not sympathize with him. And with that, it's like, don't let the fact that there's people around you who are actually like that and won't say nothing keep you from seeing that this shit could happen to anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like there's people out there with this condition and shit or whatever.
I'm backtrack on that, because that's the whole argument that the people trying to use as fuel to attack and give a bullshit controversy. They're trying to say it's the same thing that you trying to peek on, that it's people like, it's people out there with this condition, it's people out there who can't be pushed to the edge and potentially do this.
That's not where I was going with that, though.
Okay. I was about to say, if you going on that ledge, I don't know, bro, because that's feeding the bullshit. My apologies. I wasn't trying to insinuate, but it was coming off that way.
What I was getting at was the fact that there are people with this condition out there. You can't let that be any kind of basis or standpoint on your psychological damn take on the movie.
I mean, that's political correctness. Whether you like it or not, that's the definition.
Yeah, the status quo is going to define what people view the movie as.
Right, that's definition of what you talking about, is the definition of political correctness.
Like, but that's still taken away from your personal.
Most people view film like that now. But they view it based on what has been told to them.
But it's at the same time, I give an example. Something like, I don't know how many
times. Hold up, man. Basically, all I'm saying is, don't let the fact that this is supposed to be a quote unquote case study of this character's affliction make you determine whether or not this is a good film or not. Let the fact that the storytelling and the development of the story be your judge and, you know, your criteria that you base that on. Don't let it be on so much as what you expecting going into the movie or the so-called knowledge you already pre-existing have of this character, because what you expecting from this character ain't that character. This is a completely different character with the same name. They have the same setting. They have the same character traits, because this is probably the character that based that character that we would know and love character traits or copycat actions or whatever. And you can't even say that because there's no actual agreeance to that by any of the creators who actually made the character.
Bro, all I'm gonna say is that the Joker is it's worth taking a gander at
Fucking movie. Go see it.
But yeah, I mean, end of the day, yeah, man, it's like it's something that I think you can converse with and kind of like you can break it down and you can take it for what it is and just kind of like, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, just, you know, it's one of the things you can break down, because certain things that you just look at, certain elements that it gives the movie that I really think make it enjoyable. The fact that you can sit up and we can part and we can talk about it and discuss it and break it down.
That's the true purpose of the movie.
You know what I'm saying? If I'm a judge on movie, my ability to remember it, talk about it, break it down, find something in it that you might not even put in there intentionally. And I just, you know what I'm saying? That to me, that's going to give your movie the extra marks that I feel is going to make it like worthy.
As long as you see the true messages they were trying to send, like pay attention to certain aspects socially and mentally with people and on the grand scheme of everybody.
You can infer what you want. It's pretty much to the degree you can infer whatever it is that you want to infer from it. You can. Right.
But there are main points that were made in the movie.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate them at least trying or give me something to that degree. Right. You know what I'm saying? No matter how dark or plightful or, you know what I'm saying, crazy or sick. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, bro, it's an R-rated movie, but I want to see some sick-ass shit. Like, show me what you got.
But at the same time, I don't want to see you do it just because of the journey you're taking me on. Show me the sick shit, but I don't want to see you do it. Because I know you don't need to do this, dog. It ain't for you, but you got to do it because you're going to turn into the Joker. You got to do it.
The Joker, so I like that, man. That was a shout out, man. I think they got a home run with this one, bro.
Joaquin Phoenix, you hit it out the park.
Yeah, man, that's a home run with that one. So, fucking with it, man. The Joker's must.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, fellas. Ninja, please. Peace out, nigga.